I believe there's demons all over these people.
Well, first of all, I just want to preface by saying that you're obviously doing something right, because every time I come on your show, there's intense warfare, and that's exactly what we're talking about.
In these last days, God's people need to speak the truth. Hi, I'm David Heavener, and I'm doing just that with my brand new show, David Heavener Live, where we cover topics the church won't. Join me each and every week with my guest on David Heavener Live.
Hey, everybody, here we are. I got my gangster hat on tonight. The reason is because it's cold. And I always tell myself, you know, I'm not going to be in the cold anymore. And here I am. It's cold and I'm in the cold. Sitting here eating my Christmas nuts. I like nuts. You guys like nuts? They say nuts are healthy. Now, these are macadamians. And they say that they're very healthy if you eat them. And probably very fattening, too. But I like macadamians. I like pistachios. I like walnuts. Very good for you. But I don't want to talk about the nuts right now. I want to talk about how nuts the world has gone. Now, how nuts, how crazy things are. And what I'm going to bring up here tonight, one of the things is Netflix. All right. Netflix is trying to do a merger with HBO and some of the other major platforms where they can basically own 90% of the whole communications real estate. Now, why is that not good? Because that means they can control everything. That means that the Antichrist, which Antichrist does operate within that system, is going to make it a lot easier to suck people in. Now, I disconnected Netflix a long time ago, and I would encourage you to do it. All right. Now, we have David Heavener TV. Netflix has 17 billion. We've got, you know, $17, but I don't care. We have God. What is it about Netflix specifically that is very, very detrimental and very dangerous? And people don't understand this. I covered it years ago. The Obamas went in and did a multi-picture deal with Netflix after they left the office in Washington. Susan Rice is on the board. And this is not good. You know, there was 1,000 red flags went up. Did anybody pay any attention? No. But Netflix basically is a, you might say, it's a fertile ground for pedophilia, for witchcraft, SRA. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about how they program your mind. And if you think it's not happening, you need to think again, because I'm going to share a few things with you that only insiders like me know from Hollywood. Netflix is casting spells and people have no idea what's going on. Do you think when you watch television, it's a one-way street? Do you think that when you watch TV, I don't care if it's the phone, I don't care if it's on the computer, I don't care where it is. Do you think it's a one-way street? Do you think that you're the one connecting with that movie or whatever it is you're watching? No. This is a frequency that comes out and it connects with your mind.
You said, David, I don't watch, you know, stuff on Netflix or any flicks that, you know, would be immoral.
You don't know that because they have subliminal advertising. You know, they even outlawed it. I think it's back in the 50s, where they would show something very quickly upside down. You could even go to magazines. They don't do it anymore. Well, they might. I don't know, but they're not supposed to. And it would be a liquor showing whiskey ad. And if you blow that ad up and you show the person's arm that's holding up the liquor, you'll see this satanic symbol all over their arm. And that's just one example. I could name many, many, many examples. I come from the world of Hollywood. I come from the world of make-believe, deception. The camera is the biggest liar. And why is it especially dangerous when you're watching, and I'm using Netflix as an example because they're kind of the mother, they're kind of the rooster, you might say, in the hen yard. Because once they get control of everything, it's going to be downhill very quickly. Because when you're watching a movie and it's entertainment, your mind starts relaxing. You leave your mind open because you're anticipating something. You're excited about watching something. You have a motivation. It's during that time that your subconscious mind's very vulnerable, and this nonsense that they spew out in these films broadcasts this frequency into your subconscious. And people watch this all over again. They say, oh, David, I just binged on... Be careful about binging. Now, if you want to binge on Last Evangelist, you can do that. If you want to binge on Jesus, do that. But be careful what you binge on. I've had people tell me some of these TV series that are big TV series that are straight from the pits of hell. I've had Christians tell me they sat and they binged on them for the weekend. I said, are you kidding me? You just shot... you know, spiritual heroin into your brain. They're brain dead. They don't have a clue. I want to go to this news clip here that I think it's important for us to take a look at it. Let's take a look at this. Check this out.
You've probably seen Netflix announces a new deal to buy Warner Brothers and HBO, but would Netflix's woke programming style suffocate Warner Brothers and HBO, not to mention CNN, which many would say is already suffocated? And will the Trump administration allow the deal to go through? Back with us is Benny Johnson. We have 3 minutes to answer all these questions. First of all, I don't know about you. I canceled Netflix several years ago because it was just the same woke crap coming in day after day. And they want to take over HBO Max and they want to take over CNN. We know where they're going to go with it, right?
Of course, this is why every single parent should cancel Netflix, because even if you think you're putting on some type of benign programming for your children, they are going to insert propaganda into that programming. There are so many different transgender children grooming products on the network. Why would they do that to your children? Well, because Netflix is run by massive Democrat donors. Hundreds of millions of dollars flow from that organization into the DNC. The Obamas have a nine-figure deal with Netflix. David, they've done 17 different woke documentaries, climate change, trying to remake fatherhood, motherhood, pushing transgender ideology on children. That's what the Obamas have created for Netflix. Netflix loves it. And Susan Wright, Obama insider, is on their board. Yes. So this is just simply the Obamas trying to take over all of media. It should be stopped cold by antitrust at the DOJ.
We should mention that the Netflix deal is not locked in, that a guy named David Ellison, whose father runs a big company, I've forgotten the name, he is behind
Paramount.
And Paramount would like to have Warner Brothers, and which of course owns CNN as well. He is a tough guy. He was the mind behind, or the money behind, Top Gun Maverick, which is the only movie that's made as much money as they have in like 5 or 6 years. That was old Hollywood money. So he knows how to make money. He's got a lot of it. And he says his deal would serve shareholders better than the deal from Netflix. Do you think he'll get it?
Well, I sure do hope so. It sounds like it's going to be for more money because he's paying a higher price per share. But again, you have to ask yourself the question, what happens to our beloved IP? What happens to the Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Superman, Batman? I mean, this is like Americana stuff. I want Batman to stay Batman, not turn into Antifa man. I want Superman to not turn into trans man. I don't want the Obamas Antifa to have man. Control of our beloved American iconoclast stories. More Top Guns, that I am fine
right,
with. That was a legendary.
You got
legendary
25
film.
Seconds to answer this question. Will the Trump administration, and by the way, Trump is friends with David Ellison, who runs Skydance, who was the guy who made Top Gun. What do you think? Will Trump allow it to go through?
well, I think it should be patently illegal. You shouldn't have this size of control of the market. Independent creators and independent media companies are out here like Sinclair and the Scripps deal, and they're getting kicked around and savaged. This is something that's going to go through? I don't think so. And it only benefits Democrats and the Obamas. Don't let wokeness take over your children's beloved IP.
Benny Johnson, have a wonderful.
There you go. Yeah, so folks, you have to understand what's going on right now. If you don't, you're going to be doomed, okay? I don't care how much money you have. I don't care where you live. I don't care, you know, what religion you are, what denomination. You've got to understand how the Antichrist is operating in these last days. He's operating through mind control. Mind control. And that's what episode 3 of Last Evangelist is all about. Mind control. It's called Transformed, the Unholy Word. And it comes out, I'm excited to announce that we're releasing it January 26th, right on David Hebner TV, on our new channel called Spotlight Channel at 8 p.m. on a Monday night. So I want you to be there with me. If you're not a member of David Hebner TV, go and sign up right now. Over 1,200 shows. Look, we're not Netflix, but we need your help. We need your support. If you're paying $15 to Netflix and giving it to hell, why don't you disconnect and why don't you sign up to this platform? Because even if you don't watch all the shows, maybe say, David, I'm not into aliens. No, but we do Bible studies. We talk about, you know, people that have been abused. I mean, we help a lot of people. And signing up to this platform is going to help a lot of people. And many of you out there have been watching us free for 9 years on YouTube and social media. That's fine. I love to have you. But I'm asking you to take a step forward and commit and sign up. Become part of David Hebner TV. Think of it as you might say, passing around the offering plate, all right? Donation, if you'd like. And if you'd like to donate to the ministry, you can just go to davidhebner.tv/give. Text the word CHOSEN to 91999. We would appreciate your gifts, and I thank you all so much. So that's what I have to say about Netflix. And it's not just Netflix. It's a lot of these flicks. And don't think because a flick has a Christian in the front of it, I'm not going to name names, but some of these flicks that are Christian flicks are owned by China, by Japan. They're not owned by anyone who's godly. I mean, how much does a population need to be deceived? Well, Matthew 24, Jesus said, "Be not deceived." I'm going to have another nut because the whole thing's nuts. And then you get the Christian movies. You know, we had our film festival, and these Christians are trying to make a movie. They're scraping up a dollar, try to make a movie. It's hard to get people to invest in them. No, but these people are out there, you know, signed up to Netflix and all these flicks. Not supporting Christian shows. There will be accountability. If someone calls themselves a Christian, they're out there promoting hell, there will be an accountability. Hey, let me tell you something. For years, I was deceived. And for years, I fed the beast. And I called myself a Christian. Well, I was a brain dead Christian. But fortunately, I crashed. I burned. And when I came up, the God part of me and the Hollywood part of me came together as the one, and it's called spiritual integrity. All right? That's the way it is. I'm sorry. I'm tired of pussyfooting around. I don't want your blood on my hands. I'd rather tell you what it is that God's telling me, and then and that's it. You know? Anyway, I want to bring my guest on because I'm ranting right now. Natalie, how are you doing?
Fantastic.
Good.
Natalie, how are you?
Good. So what do you say about Netflix? Are you a big advocate of Netflix?
No, actually. And just the other day, I'm subscribed to a platform called Citizen Go. They're global. And they actually went to Netflix and they presented a petition with over almost 250,000 signatures. And they walked them out there like they were criminals. They wouldn't hear it. But parents around the world signed it.
Yeah, well, they promote pedophilia. They promote pedophilia. They and I tell, see, I know this world. I know how it is. It's called subliminal advertising. You can watch something and it gets into your subconscious and you don't even know it. You see what I'm saying? This isn't what this 100%. Shows. I don't want to eat up our time on that, but I do want to say this. You and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about what you're doing right now about it. But you were a victim, but now you're a victor. But you were a victim of mind control, manipulation, and it was done through secrets. It was done through secrets, family secrets. And Natalie, I know about that because I walked on eggshells when I was a kid because we had family secrets. You know what I'm saying? Tell me about family secrets.
Well, usually these things start with, for me, they started with a stronghold of fear. So it was in an environment of highly charged fear. And then there was the cross messaging of always tell the truth. But on the back end, we were keeping secrets. So my brother was molested by uncles who were pedophiles. And then the family kept the secret. And then that led the family culture.
Right. So how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Just two.
Two?
Okay. Two that I knew of. And then I found out later I had two half-sisters. There's the other part of the secrets. Didn't know.
Of course. They're secrets, right? They're secrets. Were you also abused and molested when you were young?
Yes. Yeah. By a doctor and a female at seven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I remember, and by the way, you guys type Natalie in on David Hebner TV and you can see the interview I did on her about a year ago. Very powerful. But I want to dive deep into the secret thing because the reason behind secrets is shame, toxic shame. Okay. When people keep secrets, it's usually because there's a lot of shame. Natalie, my first career was I was a social worker at a state hospital. I was head of I worked at the Children's Treatment Service for children in the forensic ward on M4, children that couldn't function in society, children that committed heinous crimes. And I always said to everyone, I said, show me the kid's parents and I'll show you why the kid has a problem. Show me get the parents in the room. Now, not all the time. So do you think this was a generational thing of passing these secrets down that your mom and dad did the same thing, or did it just start with your mom and dad?
Fear was the stronghold. And yes, it was like a multi-generational domestic violence.
Okay.
So it was physical in my mom's case prior. And then in our family, it was more emotional.
Okay. All right. Was your mom, did she call herself a Christian? Was she part of a denomination? Were you Catholic? No.
No, she denied the faith. Both of her and my father turned from it.
Okay.
So they had been.
Yeah. Do you think that they played with witchcraft at all? Any type of occult that you know of?
Oh, total Jezebel spirit. The sexual in the back going on in the background, the reading of the smutty things and the manipulation and control. The emotional control was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to touch on Netflix again so people can understand that through broadcasting, which brings out frequency, they can actually cast spells through broadcasting. You can actually, through frequency, cast spells. And so when people are watching, and I use Netflix specifically because the people running it, I mentioned who is behind it, is that there's a lot of witchcraft in that company. And when you're watching it, you have to be very careful that your mind is bombarded with this witchcraft, which actually causes a person to split personalities, to forget who they are, to do things that they normally wouldn't do. If your mom and dad had a Jezebel spirit and excuse me, and you were abused the way you were, and at 7 years old, something happened to you, do you feel like that you went into another personality, that you couldn't deal with the trauma that came against you, that you had to kind of play another role or be someone you weren't, an alternate personality?
You know, after the first assault happened at 5, I remember just black depression. From that point on, I was depressed. Uh-huh. I acted a clown. I hid it. But I had to split because I was in an auditory torture chamber of somebody who talked nonstop about everything negative. So yeah, it was this negative programming constantly.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we talk about program multiples. We think about somebody, you know, in a seance or an SRA, you know, corporate type abuse. And that does happen, but it can also happen when a person, especially a child, is traumatized to the point where they disassociate, you know, from who they are. And that's called DID, dissociative identity disorder. That's a multiple. That's a programmed multiple. Whether you were programmed intentionally or is by accident, you were still programmed. All right. Now, here is Natalie. She's 7 years old. She's growing up, becoming a teenager. You're in a family of secrets. Tell me what was the most detrimental thing as a teenager, a young girl growing up, gone through this trauma, having to step on eggshells, a lot of secrets going on. Give me some things that were hard for you to really digest spiritually and emotionally.
The one thing was the secret about my brother, you know, being raped and that being kept a secret, living with that, and then the mental illness that followed, and just couldn't shake it. I wanted him to be well, and yeah, he was not, and the whole house wasn't well. And so I had to dissociate to just live in that.
So did you all, you live in, you're in Canada, is that correct?
Yeah.
You're Canadian. Okay. Did you all, when growing up, did you watch much television? What was your viewing like watching TV?
Let's see. I was morbidly drawn to gore. So as a kid, I like to grab attention. So I was like, I wanted to see the chicken slaughtered. I wanted these kinds of morbid things. But the other thing, when people are exposed to horror films on Netflix, it actually splits the mind. Mm. Yeah, so it's not just.
That's what I was getting to. There's a couple of things going on, Natalie, and we're just talking because, you know, some of this stuff is conjecture because you and I haven't really talked about it. But when a child's traumatized and they split and they become another personality, what happens is it's a thing called toxic shame. If they can just relive that situation, that trauma, they think they can fix it. And for a moment, they get very, very high. It's called manic depressive. They go very, very high and then they crash. Okay. And this is kind of a vicious cycle because they each time try to fix it. So what happens is when a person is traumatized, I'm going to use an example, a little girl who's sexually abused, eventually, sometimes she'll start watching sexual content and she's attracted to it in a very weird sort of way, thinking that if she can watch that, somehow she can stop it because it happened to her, but she can't. And what happens when she goes through the process of acting out, the more guilt comes on, more toxic shame comes on, and then it gets even worse. And in your case, you were attracted to things that were horrific, right? It's like, oh, shock, right? And this is the same thing, whether it's looking at sexual content or content that is really abusive against the body. It's still an attack on a person, which you had an attack on you as a little girl. And so this is what happens. And so we get programmed. And then you get someone like Netflix come in. They take advantage of you and advantage of me, because I had abuse too. And we're watching it. And we're just, you ever watch a movie, Natalie, and you go, you know, I really shouldn't watch this, but nobody's around. Let me just watch. And all of a sudden, you've spent an hour watching this filth, right? And then yes, you stop, amen. And you go, Lord, forgive me. Now, see, here's the difference. Before, I would have toxic shame. I would walk away in shame, and I would feel dirty. But now you know what I do, Natalie? I stop, and I say, Lord, you know my weakness. You know my brokenness. Forgive me. Yeah. I'm sorry. I want to turn away. You know what I'm saying? I repent. Okay.
100%.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I had the same thing with Forensic Files. I was addicted to those murder shows. And then I was morbidly depressed, like even up till 7 years ago. And then it was like the spirit of death. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any life from, but I would compulsively watch that.
Right.
And right. Then it was porn before that because of the draw to the sexual exposures.
Yeah.
Trying to work it.
So getting back to secrets, because that's one of the things I dealt with. Now we're going back, you know, many, many years ago. But so the chain of events usually happens where, because you mentioned fear. Fear is a manifestation of shame. The core issue is shame. When someone gets abused sexually, especially, they get shamed. It's a shame. They don't understand it, especially if they're young. From the shame comes a fear of people finding out, discovering what happened to them and maybe how dirty they are and so forth. And then from the fear manifest the secrets. So it's kind of like shame, fear, and secrets. So with the secrets in your family, it had to come somewhere. You know, in other words, for you to be abused, your brother to be abused, this shame had to come from somewhere. I'm not saying from your mom and dad, but can mm-hmm. you identify where it came in through the family?
Oh, it was definitely, you know, I was told it was a programming, what is wrong with you. That was my affirmation. That was my confirmation. Okay. That was the prayer that was spoken over me my whole life.
Who prayed that over you?
Exclusively. That was mom.
Your mom? Your mom prayed that over you?
And well, tell me- She proclaimed it, you know, she spoke it, and words are spells.
Yeah.
So you can point it out.
Well, of course, that's what I talked about. Okay. So what did she say? What were these spells? What were these words that she spoke over you?
It was, what is wrong with you? That was the top thing. You know, why can't you be like your other sibling? Just everything, which made me ashamed. I became hopeless because there was no way for me to get approval.
Yeah.
It was always, why can't you be this? Why can't you be that? And I couldn't be any of those things because I was me. And then so I had the core shame of, I am wrong. At an identity level, that's what I left home with, is I'm just pure wrongness. And so I lived out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Natalie, when mm-hmm. we come back, I want to ask you now what you're doing for God. Now you're not just on the defense, you're on the offense, right? And I'm going to find out how you had your conversion and how you overcame and what you're doing now to help others. Okay. All right. Stay awesome. With me. Natalie, what a wonderful sweetheart. Such a beautiful soul. And she's part of our platform, David Heavener TV. And I want to help her because she's got something going on. I want you to stick around because she's got something going on. It's just amazing. And we, you know what? We need to support one another is what we need to do. We really need to support each other whenever there's a when there is a one of the brothers and sisters in the Christ in the body have something going on, we really need to support them, okay? Because if we don't, the enemy tries to take us out, and that's just something we just, you know, we can't allow that to happen. So anyway, I want you guys real quick to go and again, sign up David Heavener TV. And if you would, I'd love to tell you all about my two books here. And I've told you before, but if you're looking for a Christmas present, this is Story of My Life in Hollywood. David Heavener Investigates deals with SRA, deals with the alien demon connection, deals with different cities that are cursed and human trafficking. And I mean, just all kinds of things. It'll open your eyes, I promise. This is how to defeat the devil in these last days. Use your true power. You can go to davidheavener.tv/give. /order, or you can text the word chosen to 91999. Of course, we got the t-shirts, my vaccines, the blood of Jesus t-shirt, last evangelist t-shirt, the cups, the mugs, and all that. And so if you're looking for something, you know, to as a Christmas present, you can also order the Last Evangelist DVD. We have episode 1 and 2. So we'd love to have you order those if you would. All right. If you're just signing up to David Heavener TV, you need to send me a one-time email to admin@davidheavener.tv so that we can send you a link back just this one time. And from then on, you'll have automatic links. Just admin@davidheavener.tv. And one last thing is if you have an old car or you have land, a house, whatever, and you want to get rid of it, you donate it. If you do, it will bless this ministry. We need money. We're releasing episode 3. We need money for marketing. We need money for to film episode 5 and 6. And it really exposes what they're doing to our children. Our children are missing and nobody's talking about it. And we're talking experiments. I mean, I don't want to get into details right now because I'm going to keep my channel up, but you have no idea the truth behind Last Evangelist, how we are exposing the truth. But right now we're talking to Natalie. She has a book called Unsilenced. She's got a movie, a movement called Unsilenced. Use your voice. Your words have power. Right, Natalie, your words have power.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Yes, so, yes.
Yeah. So tell me real quick, how did you go from broken Natalie? How'd you go from a mess to a message? How did that happen?
Well, the hand of God touched me back in 2000. That started bringing me to life. Never told anybody. How did my mess become my message? He started bringing me out. He was speaking to me. He was helping me to align my words with gratitude. Mm-hmm. He was showing me. I was saying my prayer was help me. Mm-hmm. And then he would guide me. Mm-hmm. And he was working on my faith. And then I'd get the evidence of faith. And it would like stimulate me to, okay, you know, make the next right choice. Mm-hmm. And then I got sober for a little bit. And then of course I was taken down under the water again, you know, into addiction. But how did my mess become my message? Wow, that was a 25-year journey.
Okay, well, and it's still a work in progress, if you're like me anyway. So it's kind of like, the devil used your mom to speak words of darkness and negativity over you, but then the Holy Spirit came in and touched your heart and spoke words of empowerment and words of light over you to bring you back. Is that kind of like, yeah. Now what are you doing? All right. So now you've taken your mess. God's turned it into a message. What is your message? What are you trying to do? Who are you trying to help? What's God laid on your heart?
Yeah, it took me 10 years to write the story. He told me to write it, my testimony. Okay. So I was obedient to that. And now he's leading me into basically using the truth of my story to encourage others to stop keeping secrets. So when you stop keeping secrets, you align with the kingdom of light.
Right, right.
And confession, yes, getting people to confess their secrets. It's not, you need actually a person that you can trust beyond just God, in my opinion.
You know, a lot of times we keep secrets from God thinking that we're really being successful in that. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah, but the thing is, you do want to, and I like what you're saying, and I agree 100%, but then there's that other part. You got to be careful and guard your heart. You can't tell people everything because they'll just sit there and they'll crucify you, right? But I totally agree. So what are you doing? You're trying to raise some money now to help somebody, some kids. Is it Afghanistan? Is that what's going on?
What I am doing. Okay, I'm doing an my Audible is being released on the 15th of December. I have an auction and a raffle. So I have $6,000 worth of precious metals in silver. And I am raffling it off to raise money to actually buy some families in Pakistan from debt slavery with a people on the ground there called Sowing Seeds Ministry, plus a local girl being trafficked and other people. So we're raising money and building the platform as well to support this ministry.
That is awesome. Now, how did you get connected to that? Of all the places in the world, why Afghanistan? Why? I kind of know human trafficking. I kind of get that. But how did you get connected to that part of the world?
The Holy Spirit led me to start supporting a ministry 8 years ago in Pakistan. And I've been supporting her. And then there's, another girl in Uganda that I've been. So the Lord has just stretched my faith to trust and give. And people are like, how do you know the money's getting there? So recently I was shown the picture of just the actual picture of a man. He's totally crippled. They're multi-generational slaves making bricks 16 hours a day. There's no way for them to get out. We can buy their freedom, and they are buying the family's freedom for $2,500. And then they're setting them up with a little business and discipling them. It's not just one couple. It's a bunch of couples. They're all working together.
Wow. Wow. So tell people how they can go and support you.
Well, you can go to breakupwithsecrets.com. The platform is being built for the auction. But if you just want to buy a ticket to win that $6,000 worth of silver, we're going for 3,500 tickets at $20 a piece. So you could just go to PayPal, nataliechilton@gmail.com, and donate 20, 40, however many tickets you want.
Okay.
And I'm also going to share back with you.
And will you go on Underground with us in a few minutes and you can talk to people about it there? You'll be with us on Underground?
I'd love to.
Okay. I want you to stand by. I want to show you something here. Natalie, we have a new channel we just launched, and it's a spotlight channel. It's for film, music, any type of writing, which includes authors. So I want to talk to you about having your book on the Spotlight Cinema channel. You know, we talked about this, you can, there's the Last Evangelist channel, but I want to help you promote what you're doing. So I want you to talk to me in the next couple of days so I can get you on this particular channel. We're doing what we're doing is twice a month we're doing what we call a world premieres on all these things. And so I want to premiere your book out there. Okay.
That's incredible. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you, and I'm going to see you underground, okay? God bless you.
I'll see you there. Thank you, everybody.
That's Natalie, you guys. Help her out, because this is what we do. We help the body of Christ out. We're all part of one body, right? I mean, Christians are separated. We need to start getting together and working together. And many of you out there, you do. You've been with me for a long time, and you prayed with me and my wife and Forrest, and we prayed for you, and we've walked together, and you guys have encouraged us, and some of you have donated, and you've been such wonderful, wonderful friends. We love you. Appreciate it. But we got to go upward and onward, and we need to really now start waking up the body of Christ, okay? You ever sit down for a long time, you stand up and your leg is numb, it's asleep? Well, that's what the body of Christ is like. There's parts of the body just numb and asleep, and we got to sit there and start shaking it and waking it up. So God told me I have to start shaking and waking. That's what I got to do, you know, stop walking on eggshells. All right, I love you guys. I appreciate you all. We're going underground. Please, I hope you go with us. And don't forget about the premiere, world premiere that we're having on Transformed January 26th. And it's free as long as you're a yearly member. Just sign up for a year. It's cheap. You'll get your money's worth, I promise you. And tell somebody about our Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock a.m. And at 12 noon, we go underground. And every Monday at 7 p.m. So tell your friends, family, and again, let's support each other. All right. I love you guys. Just remember, you never really live until you found someone worth dying for, and that's Christ Jesus. All right. God bless you. We have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism, demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy, and the alien demon connection with L.A. Marzulli. So I want you to text the word CHOSEN to 91999, the word CHOSEN to 91999, and get the End Times Investigation DVD. I want you to go to davidhebner.tv. We have two exclusive videos that are up. You won't see anyplace else. I'm Dr. Michael Lake. The first one is Technocracy and Tyranny. That's part two. Part one is MK Ultra is used today, program multiples and mass shootings. This is stuff you're not going to get anywhere else. You'll get it on davidhebner.tv. Please support us. If you haven't signed up, go and sign up now. You get a 2 months free if you sign up for a year. And folks, it is not expensive, but it really does help the ministry. And also, you'll get over 700 videos. Spencer, go. What are the names of some of those channels up there?
Yeah, David, we've got the live stream channel. We've got the Russ Dizdar tribute channel, David's Choice in the Spotlight, Spiritual Warfare Training, Alien Demon Connection, The Last Evangelist TV series, originals and exclusives, Mind Control.
And it's the only place you can see Last Evangelist, davidhebner.tv.
How can people be a participant and help you bring the Last Evangelist story to the public?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we set it up as the model, like The Chosen, where you can go and donate. You can actually be the financier on it. You go to lastevangelist.com and you can donate. You can be an actor, you can be a producer, you can be... Or just donate. Special thank you. Hey, everybody. Episode 1 and 2 are finished, but we're now filming episode 3. Would you please help us finance this very important mission? Episode 3 deals with mind control and how government is taking over the church. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can go to lastevangelist.com, or you can text the word evangelist to 71777. You can watch episode 1 and 2 right now on davidhebner.tv. I love you all. Thank you so much.